Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kate Hakai. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Kate,
yeah.
you don't live in this community right now. You're getting closer here.
Yeah.
But you're doing some really important work in Cass County. And that work is for the local food policy council, the Cass County Food Policy Council, which is appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So, Kate, let's start out with just reminding folks what that Food Policy Council is all about.
Yeah, the mission of the Food Policy Council is to bring together community members and organizations, and these folks that get together are volunteers, and the purpose is to increase the access of healthy local food in Cass County. So that's really supporting the producers here in our county so that they can sell their products in the county to residents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of that's their mission statement anyway. And they do that in a lot of different ways. And one of the things that they're doing right now is what I'm working on.
Okay. We received a grant from a USDA grant that made it possible for the Food Policy Council to hire you as a research assistant. Boy, that sounds really important. And it is, Kate. I mean, you know, it's not often we have a research assistant working in our areas. But tell us what you're doing.
Yeah. So specifically, I am working along with the Food Policy Council to create surveys that have been out in the community now for a little over a month. And these surveys are one for local food producers, and the other survey is for Cass County residents. And we are wanting to learn what people in the community think about farmers markets and about local food. So specifically from residents, we want to know if they attend farmers markets in the county and what sort of products they like to see at the farmers market, and more specifically things like if it would be better if the farmers market was in a different place or at a different time of the week. And then similarly with the producer survey, we're wanting to just connect with the local food producers and understand more about their operations. So what is it that they farm? What do they grow and raise? And how long have they been farming? Have they sold in Cass County? If so, where? We're curious kind of about whether they have a business plan or what their marketing strategies are. So, and the purpose for all of these things is to just know how we can support the producers. Maybe there are producers in our county who are looking to scale up and they need help securing markets, or maybe they need more training in the areas of writing a business plan, things like that. So it's all really important information that can create a more sustainable local food system in our county.
So if anybody who's listening, we would invite you, if not you've not already done that, to complete a survey. And it takes like a few minutes. This is not pages and pages. This is a couple pages. So how could people get that survey, complete that survey?
Yeah, so the surveys are really easily filled out online, and they're available on the Cass County Local Food Policy Council website. It's kind of a mouthful, but I will give the website. It's www.casscountylocalfood.weebly, which is weebly.com. And they're right there on the front page. So folks can go online and click either the food producer survey or the resident survey. And if you are both, you can fill out both surveys. And like you said, LaVon, it only takes about 2-3 minutes to fill it out.
Absolutely. And I wanted to mention, Kate, in case you didn't get that whole address, and we'll repeat it here again, but Chris Parks takes care of the Produce in the Park website, or Facebook, Facebook, and he has his address on that Facebook, and you're going, Produce in the Park, it's kind of a little late for that, but he's put some recipes on there, and he has this on here, so every once in a while, you want to go check on Produce in the Park Facebook.
Yeah.
So let's give the website again, and then we'll do that again before we quit.
Yeah, okay, it's www.casscountylocalfood.weebly, which is weebly.com. And we just really appreciate everyone's feedback and their time. This information is what will help to educate the Local Food Policy Council and help us to move forward in what we're doing with grants and also other projects. So.
And, you know, farmers markets, actually Iowa has probably more farmers markets per person, or they're so numerous. They're not many of them very large, but they're very numerous. And we hear people talking about, oh, I go to Omaha, I go to Des Moines. We could have a really exciting farmer's market here in several of our towns.
Yeah, definitely.
So we need to know what people would like to see at the farmer's market, what they already do. We need the information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Kate, now, we've been trying, it's through several groups, have tried for quite a few years to put together a producer's list. I think you've made some progress there.
Yeah, definitely. So with this, we've been writing letters and sending emails to producers and just doing a lot of research online. And, yeah, we are getting closer to having a producer list. And with the, okay from producers, we'd also like to put that on the Cass County Local Food website. And maybe Produce in the Park would like to put that on their Facebook. So that's just another way to help link residents, folks, with the farmers. And that's what the local food movement is all about, is knowing your farmer, knowing where your food's coming from, and having easy access to it, affordable food for you and your family. So, that we hope to get that list out there so folks can kind of know what's going on and where they could get, you know, eggs or honey or vegetables or pumpkins. So.
Or in the last week, well, maybe coming up, turkeys. I mean,
turkeys,
you know,
definitely.
We because we say farmers markets, people go, oh, well, you know, that's not going to happen until next June, whatever. But you've been finding there are locally produced foods in addition to fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, there are definitely. There are folks that raise poultry. There are folks that raise pork. And a lot of cattle, there's honey, there's just a variety of things. And that's another thing is, in order to have a more stable and secure food system, we need to understand what consumers want. And also then farmers can make decisions like, oh, it seems like there's a lot of demand for X. And they can understand how to grow in this off-season, in the winter. There's folks that are still growing vegetables in high tunnels at this time of year. And so there's a lot of really exciting stuff that we can bring to the county as far as food and,
Okay.
It's all of us.
And as I say, we don't have to wait until next June to let people know what's happening here. There's still some more work to be done in this area with locally. And something that you, a question in there, I believe, is related to the importance, how important people think it is to buy locally. And you've had some kind of surprising results.
Yeah, I think that is an interesting point that I have seen in the surveys. And what that is I think a lot of people do see the value in, I want to buy locally. I want to buy things that are made in the U.S. I want to buy things that are made in my state or made in my county or my town, and they see that. But I think there's a little bit of a disconnect with food. And I think that's just, you know, for better or for worse, that's just kind of where we're at right now, is that we don't necessarily associate that there is going to be an economic value if we're buying from a farmer in our county or our town or, in the county surrounding us. Whereas maybe we see, oh, there's a value if I go down to my local pharmacy and if I buy my products from them, or if I go to a locally owned grocery store, or if I buy from an artisan in town. I think we see those things. But I think there's a little bit of a disconnect with seeing that if we buy from the farmers around us, if we get more of our food, even 5-10%, that money comes back into our community, back into our county. And that's really important for our economy, and it's really important to support those folks who have businesses in our community. So I'm hoping that with some education, we can better understand the importance of trying to source more of our food locally. And it's not only an economic benefit, but it's also an environmental benefit as well. When we don't have as many inputs or the distance that our food is going, it's just a lot better for our community.
You bet. Lots of pluses here, and we'll be letting people know more about this. And Kate, well, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about. You're an interesting young family, and we want to get better acquainted with you. So the last thing, though, again, there are other ways to get this survey. If you don't have email, I mean, you don't have a website access, hey, give me a call. We've got a lot of sources where we can just get one to you that's already printed, and you don't have to go to the website to get that. So CassCountyLocalFood.Weebly, think weekly only with a B, Weebly.com is where you can find the survey, or give us a call and we'll get one for you. So thanks so much, Kate Coy, for listening or for visiting with us today.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Till next time, here's a thought. Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. Never excuse yourself.